Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Today we continue with our subject of the believer's authority to die. Today is for the fifth time. As Christian, we must learn to be seated with Christ. We must learn to be exalted to the place where God has placed for us. The church faced too often in his ministry of authority. Instead, she's bound to defeat and is covered with fear and overcome with fear. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22, it says, "And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church." Jesus is the head over sickness, disease, and anything that is evil, as he proved when he was here on earth. He clearly said, "Head to the church over all things." Jesus is head over all things for the church's sake. We need to meditate upon these divine truths so that our spirits may understand him. Once we do, we will reap rewards. When we have this reverent attitude, the Holy Spirit can lift us into a place where we can see the true meaning of God's revelation. In Ephesians, Paul prayed that the church at Ephesus might have this spirit of wisdom and understanding and revelation. God made Christ to be head over all things to the church. It is for our sake that he is the head, so that we, through him, might exercise that authority over all things. When we understand what belongs to us, we will enjoy the victory that Christ has for us. The devil will fight to keep us from getting there, but through stubborn faith in Christ, the victory can be ours. These things are most important to know. Too long, Christians have taught that we have no power over the devil, and we should keep our hands away from him. We must throw overboard all these old teachings that we have and trust in what the Bible says. In the book of Colossians, Paul is writing the same as he wrote to the Ephesians. We read in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to 20, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whatever thrones or dominions or principles or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself. By him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of the cross." In the second chapter, we see that Christ was raised by God the Father. In chapter 2, verses 12 to 15. Buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting that requires, start again from verse 14, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross, having disarmed principalities and powers. He made a public spectacle of him, triumphing over them all. Praise God. Mm-hmm. So in verse 12, Jesus, it says that we were raised with him through the faith in working of God. Notice it was the Father who did his work. Verse 13, it says, raised at the same time, he raised Christ, but also he forgave our sins. When Jesus, the righteous, yielded to death, the bond of the law against us was paid. The Father then blotted out the broken laws and commandments which had stood between him and us. He nailed this cancelled bond to his Son's cross. Paul said in Colossians that it was God who formed the plan of redemption. It was God who raised Jesus from the dead. It was God who gave him a name that is above every other name. It was God who spoiled the demonic principalities and powers who opposed the resurrection of Christ. Death is a penalty of sin. Therefore, when Christ bore the world's guilt on the cross, the satanic powers of the air sought to exercise their rights and hold him under their power. The Bible says Satan had the power over death, but Jesus conquered him. Jesus said in Revelation 1:18, I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forever. Amen. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and death. Amen. Jesus took the keys away from the devil. Keys belong to the authorized one. Those who have the keys are of authority. We must remember that physical death is not of God. It is of the enemy. And death is still our enemy. The Bible says it is the last enemy that will be put underfoot. Thank God that day is coming. But you don't have your new body yet. Our bodies have got to be changed. You can't live forever in this present body. The Bible tells us it will be changed when Jesus comes. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the bodies of us who are alive will be changed and become immortal. Until then, we have only a limited power over death. After stripping the demonic powers of their authority that have been theirs, Christ made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in him.
Colossians 2:15.
Paul's statement here refers to the fact that Christ was elevated above his enemies to the right hand of the Father. It is a subject that Paul writes about in the book of Ephesians. Again, Paul is stressing the Father's work in the overthrow of satanic powers and the defeat of Satan himself. In Ephesians, we also saw that the Son is seated above these powers and has authority over them, because he's sitting on the throne of God. But this is a precise where the church world as a whole has failed. It has been understood that Christ is the supreme head of the church, but it has failed to understand that the head is dependent on the body carrying out his plans. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places, but his exercising authority over the powers of the air has to be done through the body. Now we can understand why Jesus, what he meant when he said in Matthew 18:18, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. That is using the authority upon the earth. Some don't like authority over them. Many say, I want to be my own boss. I don't need anybody to tell me what to do. But even the ones who talk like this are using authority. They use it over others, and they're still under authority. Start a business. The authorities, the government, will check that you do everything right. So ask yourself the question, do we have authority that we don't know that we have? When you begin to study the subject, you will find that we do have authority. You also have to know that heaven will back us up in what we refuse as wrong and what we allow as right. We've allowed a lot of things to happen, but we haven't exercised our authority. That's why things are as they are. Many times things are happening because we are not taking our authority. We haven't done anything about the situation. We're waiting on God, and he is waiting on us. We wait for him, he's waiting for us. He won't do anything until we act. Kenneth Hagin tells how when he prayed about a loved one who died, the Lord said to him, I will do whatever you ask me. So in one instance, he asked the Lord to give that person 2 or 3 more years. And Jesus replied, he would do that, just because he had asked for it. He told him, no earthly father desires to do more for his children than I do for my children, would just for me. So he loves us so much, he doesn't want us to suffer. Some people think that God is a tyrant sitting on his throne, carefully observing and watching with magnifying glasses to see if you make any mistake and then punish you. They believe that the minute you do something wrong, he's ready to smash you to pieces. But that's not the true picture of our Father. The Lord is hindered in his plans because his body has failed to appreciate the meaning of God's exaltation and the fact that we are seated with him at the right hand of the Father. We have a part to play in this. We must cooperate with the Lord in faith. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit who comes to dwell in us when we are born again will guide us into all the truth. A man once picked up the Bible and threw it on the floor and said, "I don't need it because I have the Holy Spirit." But he did need it. Because you cannot follow the Holy Spirit into the truth that you cannot follow the Holy Spirit into truth apart from the Bible. If you don't have the Bible, you don't know is it the Holy Spirit or any other spirit. When you get beyond the written word of God, you're getting out too far. Therefore, stay in the word. Stay in the word. The word of God is from the Spirit of God. The word of God is of utmost importance. But you never understand it with your heart, with your head. You must understand it with your heart, with your, in the Spirit. Don't put the Spirit above the word. Put the word first and the Spirit second, and you will be saved. The great man Smith Wigglesworth was first of all a man of God's word. Whatever happens, he said, what does the word say? And second, he was a man filled with the Spirit of God. Over the last few messages, you have learned about our authority that we have. As a young man, I never learned about authority. I thought, if I don't pray, God will give me a dreadful day. I thought, if I don't read the Bible, God will punish me. I didn't know about the love of God. As I grew up, I learned that God has paid for all my sins and wrongs once and forever. He doesn't hold any evil against me. Also, I learned that I am not left alone to battle with the devil. I learned that the devil has no power over me when I use the name of Jesus. I think most Christians do not know that we have this authority in the spiritual realm. Every believer has this authority. But you have to exercise it. Is an important subject, and the devil does all that he can to stop us from knowing it. He's afraid that if you know the power that you have in authority, you could win the victory over him. So he doesn't want you to know. He knows you can break his power with that authority. But you can put him to flee. Jesus said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. He will go. He didn't tell you stories or well-meaning advice. If you are hurt, you hurt yourself. We are in Christ. And Christ is in us. The hope of glory. Amen. Mm-hmm.